The best thing you can do in life is to always pray for the happiness of other people, to learn, grow, understand how to learn from their mistakes, and become happy in life. Hi, my name is Tamir B. II, and you're listening to the Tamir B. II Freelance Journalist and Political Activist Podcast, How to Pray for the Happiness of Other People. A little boy walked up to me while I was working out one day. He startled me, causing me to immediately and abruptly stop my workout. With an amazed gasp of excitement and big open eyes, the little boy asked, "Whoa, how do you do that?" I was at a loss for words, and I didn't know what to say. When he approached me, I was in the midst of standing on one leg, balancing, eyes closed, praying, with my hands extended in front of my chest in prayer formation, somewhat like a Marvel movie. For years, I practiced meditation and incorporating prayer into my workouts. At this point in my life, balancing on one leg while praying comes extremely natural to me. I'm always grateful and humbled by the compliments I receive. Floored yet at a loss for words by the little boy's question, curiosity, and amazement, the first response that came to my mind was prayer. Still slightly startled and confused, I responded by saying, "Prayer. If you want to be strong like a superhero in life, you have to pray." I felt like the sun, as bright as it was, only shined on me at this exact moment in time. I felt like I had just changed history by telling this little boy the secret to life: prayer. The little boy ran away back to his dad. The little boy and his dad continued to watch as I proceeded with balancing on one leg, praying like the Indian goddess Ganesh, filled with joy, meditating, and enjoying life while blissfully, methodically working out and training. So what is prayer? What do I do to pray? What do you believe prayer is? And what is prayer to you? What are your beliefs on the meaning of prayer? These are some of the many questions that come to mind when people think of the word prayer. For me, prayer is a combination of God, meditation, intentions, and feeling the energy around you and other people. Intentions and understanding the intentions of another person is important in the process of understanding how to pray for the happiness or forgiveness of another person. Eventually, this will allow you to develop a natural ability to forgive people. At the exact moment you experience someone negative or a negative situation, you will begin to naturally question the morality and intentions of the person in the situation. So in other words, praying for the happiness of other people also requires natural sympathy and forgiveness. To help you understand sympathetic intentions, forgiveness, sympathy, and forgiveness in the process of praying for the happiness of other people, well, look at it this way. When you realize that another person genuinely does not understand their mistakes or something that they may have done wrong, then you must forgive them. You cannot continue to be upset with someone when you realize they truly do not understand what mistakes they made or what they may have done wrong. Refusing to understand another person and whether they genuinely understand right from wrong will cause pain emotionally. You will then see the person's response as an attack versus a mistake. Once you realize this, your job in life is to always help those who struggle to understand how to help themselves mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. If you realize that someone struggles to understand right from wrong mentally, physically, emotionally, or, well, spiritually, then you have learned to forgive. Your prayers would then naturally gravitate to praying for the happiness and opportunity for the person to learn and grow from their mistakes in life. It is your choice to continue to teach them in the process. Although you cannot fault someone for something they truly have yet to learn or understand, you can protect yourself from their ignorance in the process. Your realization will then transition into an innate, opportunistic, instinctual understanding to help the other person mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This euphoric need to understand yourself is why you must always pray for the happiness of others. For example, in order to learn to use and understand the meaning of your emotions, you have to first learn from another person. It is impossible to learn and understand the meaning of life without first experiencing life through another person. So finally, what is prayer? Prayer is another form of meditation that will naturally help you grow and understand the meaning of your experiences in life. PSA, always pray for the happiness of other people. I added the PSA in the title of this paragraph because I feel people really need to know the importance of how to pray for the happiness of other people to control their thoughts and negative energy, especially if you've been hurt. People have a habit of immediately thinking negative thoughts when they've been hurt. What if I told you that there was a way to continuously forgive people no matter how much they hurt you or pain they caused you? Learning how to pray for the happiness of other people will teach you forgiveness and how to forgive, aka compassion. So, in the future, whenever you're stuck mentally and you're afraid to have negative thoughts, even though something negative may have happened, just pray for the happiness of the situation or person. I have a prayer that I use multiple times per day and even more nowadays during my workout. Whenever I feel negative energy from other people at the gym, that goes like this. I pray for the happiness of everyone around me. I pray for their happiness to learn, grow from their mistakes, understand how to grow, and have happiness in life. In Spanish, I'd say something similar. Yo quiero decir gracias a Dios por todo lo siente enfrente y cerca de mi alma. In French, j'ai envie de dire merci pour toutes les personnes devant et autour de moi. The best thing you can do in life is to always pray for the happiness of other people to learn, grow, understand how to learn from their mistakes, and become happy in life. I hope these words are able to help someone else out there in life. Maybe these words will help include the pieces to your spiritual puzzle and understanding of life. I also hope these words are able to help you come closer to your understanding of the meaning of love, life, God, forgiveness, happiness, and prayer, no matter which God you pray to. Always remember, we will always need each other to learn and grow in life, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Like this article? Want to read more? Visit my website today at www.timurbeu2.com. That's www.timurbeu2.com, and subscribe to my newsletter so you can stay up to date on all my latest articles.
Thank you again for listening to the Timur Beu2 Freelance Journalist and Political Activist Podcast, How to Pray for the Happiness of Other People. I'm Timur Beu2, and I'll talk to you guys soon.